This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, much like the Milwaukee Bucks, I think they're going to give it one more season to give it another run. I believe that they know that the window is closing, especially in the LeBron James era. LeBron will be 40 next year. I don't know how long he can keep up the level of play that he's playing. I think that, you know, they originally wanted to hire Ty Lue. However, I think that Ty Lue balked at the contract situation that they wanted to give him. They may make another run at him. If I had to bet on it, I would say Tyronn Lue would be the coach for the Lakers next year. He's already won a championship with LeBron in Cleveland. So, you know, that's what I anticipate. And I think that, the Lakers are still, loaded with talent. They just have to make one more run at it. I think with a different coach that they'll do well. Whether they can supersede the Denver Nuggets and OKC Thunder and Minnesota Timberwolves, they have to get younger. And that's why I believe that, they'll go one more year with this group. I'll try to add some younger guys with them. But after this year, if nothing happens, I think they're going to break the whole thing up.
Kendall, the series out east between the Knicks and Sixers, I mean, must-see TV these past couple of games. Those games have just been phenomenal. The Sixers, kind of similar to Milwaukee in a sense that, like, they weren't fully healthy in this series. Joel Embiid was banged up. If he's 100%, maybe, and I mean, that's not a given that the Sixers win, but maybe that series ends differently. There's been talk since that game last night that Philly needs another piece around Joel Embiid in order for them to get over this hump, to get out of the second round for the first time in 23 years. How much truth is it to the idea that Philly needs to bring in another top player?
Well, I think if they do, I mean, you look at Tobias Harris last night, who ended up not scoring any points at all. Tyrese Maxey doing a wonderful job all season long. You need three guys in order to win a championship. Three main guys, anyway. And, I saw today where the 76ers are monitoring Jimmy Butler and his contract situation in Miami. Jimmy is looking for a two-year max. Whether the 76ers are willing to do that in order to win the championship, I don't know whether they're willing to do that. But, that's what they need to do in order – to take advantage of Joel Embiid in his prime and also Maxey. If they have a guy like Jimmy Butler, they win that game last night. They may beat the New York Knicks. But, how crazy is it that three Villanova guys beat the Philadelphia 76ers last night? They won the two national championships in Philly. That was crazy to me.
Let's stay with the Sixers, Kendall. Joel Embiid, the story every year is how can the Sixers get him 100% healthy for a playoff run? Have struggled several years in a row. It always seems to be their downfall. There has some local talk about maybe sitting him partially throughout the season, whether in the beginning of the season or the middle of the season, and really limiting his games in a big way to try and get him healthy for the playoffs. I just wanted to get your thoughts as an NBA veteran who's played in the league. Do you think that's a viable solution that they should be looking towards in order to maximize Embiid's potential in the postseason?
No, because anything freak could happen. I mean, you look at his knee injury when he hurt his knee earlier this season. Somebody fell on him. I mean, what if you rest Joel Embiid the number of games that you think that he needs to rest, and then all of a sudden, you know, he comes back, and in that very game, somebody falls on him again. You know, so I don't think that resting him is going to – I mean, they just have bad luck with Joel. And he's you know, I think that Joel is one of the better players in the league. Had he not gotten hurt, he was still on his way to possibly winning another MVP trophy. It's just that the guy has buzzed luck. That's all. And, you know, you just have to hope that if you're the 76ers organization, that he stays healthy. You know, I thought that he did a great job of fighting through injury and coming back. I also understand that he has a little bit of a Bell's palsy where he couldn't blink the left side of his eye. So, I mean, he battled through a lot of things, and, you know, I give him a lot of credit for battling through it. It's just that, you know, I don't know what it is. He's just been injury prone ever since he's been in the league.
We're talking with Kendall Gill, 15-year NBA veteran. Kendall, you spent some time with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that's a series I want to get your thoughts on. They're taking on the defending champs, the Denver Nuggets. Minnesota's defense is phenomenal this year. They match up okay with Denver. If there's any team that can really slow the Nuggets down, and, I mean, that's extremely hard to do. No team can really slow Nikola Jokic down, right? But how do you see Minnesota matching up with Denver and the length of this series? Is this going to be a long one?
This is going to be a long series. If anybody is going to upset the Denver Nuggets, it's going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves because they have Anthony Edwards. They also match up very well with Karl Anthony Towns. You know, Nikola Jokic against the Lakers, even though Anthony Davis is one of the better players in the league, really doesn't have the ability to stretch the floor like Karl Anthony Davis, like Karl Anthony does. You know, he can step out. He's one of the better big shooting three big men in the league as far as shooting the three is concerned. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, is going to be the X factor in this series. You know, Anthony Edwards is going to get his. And Karl Anthony Towns, if he gets hot from outside, is going to force Nikola Jokic out to play defense. And, you know, that is going to expose the Denver Nuggets defense. So this is going to be a great series. I can't wait for this. And what I like about this year's playoffs is that there is a lot of parity in it. You can't say who's going to win for sure. And, you know, that's why I'm tuned into the playoffs all the time.
Kendall, I wanted to pick your brain about the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, Coby White, massive year, took a big leap. And I just wanted to get your opinion on, you know, what we should expect from them going forward. What do you think they'll do in the offseason to improve the team?
Well, you know, I think that the big thing with the Bulls, they just need to be healthy, much like the 76ers. You look at Zach LaVine being out with a foot injury. You look at Patrick Williams being out with a foot injury. You know, if those guys are healthy, I think that we advance. You know, we get into the playoffs. We're not in the play-in. And we're still playing. I think that that's what the Bulls need to do. Much like the Milwaukee Bucks, much like the Los Angeles Lakers, I think that the Bulls are going to make another run with this same team. They may add some pieces around it. The one caveat is that they may try to trade Zach in the offseason if they can get equal value for him. You know, I think that is a possibility. But for the rest of the core guys, I think that they'll be here next season.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Kendall, I live in Chicago, so I watch you on NBC Sports Chicago all the time when I'm watching Bulls games. And this is, it's been a tough team to watch over the years and to follow and to be a fan of. But Coby White was one of the big bright spots for us this year. What has he added to his game that has allowed him to maximize his potential and take that big leap this year where he was in the most improved player conversation?
Well, two things. He improved his ball handling drastically. You know, I know a couple referees live here in Chicago. I'm friends with them. They were refereeing when I was playing, but now that I'm retired, they can really spill the beans and tell me everything that they think. So, one of them told me that, you know, Coby really couldn't handle the basketball that well for NBA point guard. So I looked at that, and he was right. What Coby White did, he went and got with this guy called Johnny Dribble Too Much out of L.A., and he improved his ball handling drastically. And it allowed him to go wherever he wanted to go on the floor. It allowed him to run the team and not be worried about being pressured. Second thing he did was he worked with Peter Patton on his jump shot. Coby could always shoot, but now he's an elite three-point shooter. Peter Patton did a wonderful job, not only with Coby White, but with Ayo Dosunmu on his jump shot. And that's what turned him into a candidate for the most improved player. Had we gotten into the playoffs and not been in the play-in, I think Coby White is the most improved player. But winning is everything in this league, and that's why I went to Maxie.
Kendall, we talked about the Lakers earlier, their interest in Tyronn Lue. Clippers taking on the Mavericks tonight. Probably, it doesn't look like at this point that they're going to get out of the first round. The experiment bringing James Harden didn't work. It looks like they might be forced to kind of blow it up. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the Clippers going forward with that franchise and what you think they need to do to get back on the right track.
Well, once again, as far as the Clippers is concerned, it's their health. I mean, you look at Kawhi Leonard. He's been out the whole series. You know, he hasn't been able to play because of his knee. Had you had Kawhi Leonard on the floor, I think that he guards Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic does not have the series that he's had because, of course, Kawhi Leonard is one of the better defenders in this league. If I were the L.A. Clippers, I think the league is full of one-year run, guys. I think that they are going to go, with all the teams that I mentioned earlier, are going to go one more year with the team that they have. And if they are not successful, then you're going to see a lot of teams blow their organization up. You're going to see superstars on different teams traded from the Clippers, the Lakers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Chicago Bulls. you know, I'm actually hoping that, I'm Doc Rivers' friend. I love him, but, you know, I'm hoping that Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't like what's happening in Milwaukee and decides to come south about an hour and 10 minutes so he can play for the Chicago Bulls. You know, that's what I'm hoping.
I could get on board with that as well. That would be fantastic. Kendall, quick 20 seconds. Who's making it to the finals this year and who's winning?
Boston Celtics, Denver Nuggets, and I am going to go with the Boston Celtics.
Ooh. Okay, I like it. I've heard a lot of Celtics Nuggets in the finals, but I haven't heard too many Boston win it at all. So I love the take, and we appreciate your time and jumping on with us today. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Kendall Gill, former NBA player, also analyst over at NBC Sports Chicago. Hey, Mark, Giannis just down south about an hour in Chicago? That sounds good to me. Perfect, right?
I'm sure it does. I'm sure that one got your attention. But yeah, that would be an interesting move to see Giannis, like, if he leaves Milwaukee, not to go to one of the prominent super teams that are already winning and go to another organization and try and elevate them to the top. I wouldn't mind saying it.
I would swap Zach LaVine for Giannis. I'd have to dig into how those contracts match up, but hey, you can have Zach plus a couple other guys if we can get Giannis. I think that's a fair trade right there. Some moves in the NFL have gone down over the past couple of days. OBJ is in Miami. We're going to talk about that next, plus Chase Claypool. I don't know what's going to happen with him this year, but hopefully more than what's happened in the past. That's coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.